There are calls for businesses to be able to get a wage subsidy if they can make a sound business case to continue getting the support. The Prime Minister has announced the wage subsidy will come to an end on September the 1st. That means there will no longer be $585.50 per week for each full-time employee paid to businesses which suffered a 40% loss in a month due to COVID-19. The nearly $12 billion scheme has been in place since March. Business mentor Sarah Troppen believes a lot will fail without that support, and there should still be instances where it is still available. Sarah, welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks, Wallace.
Let's start with what you think will happen once a business can't access that subsidy.
Well, I think we all need to accept, of course, this is a sort of one in 100 years economic shock, and there absolutely will be another significant spike in unemployment. And really what we're doing at Business Mentors New Zealand is encouraging business to be bold, move quickly, and actually be realistic about what the future looks like for themselves.
What sort of stories are you hearing at Business Mentors?
Well, the reason why I came out and said we'd like to see certain sectors continue to be supported with the wage subsidy is there are different sectors, and actually the focus needs to be on export businesses, of course. They're the businesses that are generating the wealth for the country, and so we need to turn our attention towards them. And that's more than just tourism businesses. It's businesses that are providing products and services offshore, and of course they bring the value of those contracts back to Aotearoa New Zealand.
So the idea is that this should be on a case-by-case basis, where a business can put forward a case as to why they should be getting a continued subsidy. What might that benchmark be?
Look, I'm not sure that it should be actually a case-by-case basis, but it should be across certain sectors or with a general focus on any business that has actually generated export revenues in the last 12 months or the last 2 years. Because remember, it's incredibly expensive preparing yourself for entering into new markets, and often it's the staff themselves that have that competency and that knowledge that the business owner has invested a huge amount in. Now, if those staff are made redundant because the wage subsidy stops, that's a huge resource that the business is actually losing.
So you're clearly concerned about this wage subsidy ending on September the 1st. You fear what, the worst?
I'm concerned about it ending for some businesses. I absolutely agree that we cannot have businesses accepting a wage subsidy and sitting back and thinking the government's actually going to solve all of their problems. Business owners do need to take full responsibility for the success or failure of their business. But my point is that I think there are certain businesses that do need to be supported because they are the ones generating the wealth for our country.
Right, yeah. Because I'm just going to say that the Prime Minister has said, hasn't she, that a continued wage subsidy would delay the critical work that businesses may need to do to pivot in the new COVID environment.
And I agree with her there. As an organisation ourselves, of course, we haven't needed a wage subsidy because we've had an increase of by 700% of businesses that are reaching out for business mentoring at the moment. What the wage subsidy has allowed organisations like us to do is actually prepare ourselves for that dramatic increase of business support that is required. And there are a number of different options that the government can now turn their attention to now that we've lived with COVID for a number of months. And I'd like to see these business panels. I'd like to hear from these business panels. The Prime Minister and other government agencies will have rallied thoughts from experts, including trade and sector associations who probably need increased financial support. But there'll be other aspects that will be considered for support of business, and we need to be hearing about those. Business owners do take responsibility themselves, but they need some guidance. They need that macro picture set. For example, the framework behind the strategy of opening up the borders. They need something to plan towards.
Right. Business mentor Sarah Troppen, thank you very much for your time.
You're so welcome.
Phil, you've got to rip the plaster off sometime. September the 1st it is.
Exactly. When I believe me, I feel for these business people. It's just no fault of their own. They're disastrous. They might lose their house. They might lose employees they've employed for decades. I feel for them. The problem, though, is that if a business has been moribund for the last 20 weeks, it's dead. It is moribund. And the world is changing around us. The tourism sector will not be the same when people start coming back here. Export markets are changing. So if you're going to try and say New Zealand businesses should just stay exactly as they were the day we moved into lockdown, that will be disastrous. And in fact, all around the world, the OECD economies are all doing the same thing as we should be doing, which is moving from these kind of support packages into what's the next normal. And that doesn't mean government shouldn't support businesses, but what it shouldn't do is effectively have two unemployment benefits operating in the economy. The unemployment benefit for a company that you happen to be working for if you went into lockdown, or the normal one. What we should be doing is saying, right, there's a decision made, it's all over, and we get capital reallocated and employees into new jobs, and that is now the challenge. And regrettably, government's doing very little about that, and the opposition's not saying much either.
Catherine, your thoughts?
Well, I don't know about this sort of... doing it on a case-by-case basis, I think potentially... Phil's shaking his head terribly. But I can see that there are, you know, the things like the supply chain, and not just about export businesses, but also about, you know, businesses here, particularly retail, that rely on goods being shipped from overseas, where wait times are considerably delayed and some things aren't even available. Now, I think, you know, I do kind of agree that what Phil said about, you know, if business is dead by now, then it is probably dead forever. But businesses should be looking perhaps at... there's the loans from the IRD out there, the loans from the government, sort of low to nothing interest. And looking at what they can do to mitigate some of those risks, but I'm still sort of in favour of some governmental support for businesses that are finding things, you know, they're doing everything they can, but the world is conspiring against them.